Welcome back to the Nice Guys Finish Last podcast. I'm Joe, and well, it's the final episode of this series. Not of the podcast. I'm still going to do podcasts. In fact, I'm thinking about doing actually a lot more of them in sporadic bursts, maybe throughout the, week, just a couple 10-minute segments of what I find funny or what I don't understand or, what pisses me off, which there is a lot. Excuse me. But before I get too far ahead of myself, listener discretion is advised. There will be strong sexual content, cussing, and just a bunch of gibberish. With that being said, tonight we are talking about what men want. So a couple weeks ago I talked about what women wanted. Then I talked about sex. And now I'm going to talk about what men want, which is really simple. It's sex. It is. And I don't care if you're a nice guy, if you're an asshole, if you're a jackass, a jerk, a dick, whatever, you want sex. Now, I am going to reiterate, there are certain, I will say, caveats to that. And what I mean by that is simple. It's the meaning behind the sex. It is the meaning behind the act. If you are a douchebag, you are having sex to fuck. That is plain and simple. You want to find a woman to get your dick wet. That is plain and simple. There is nothing else to say about it. That is it. If you are a normal guy, if you are a good guy, a guy that means well, has a kind heart, does, do things to maybe steer things his way, then you are there to have sex. You make it mean something. You want it to mean something, but ultimately you are there to get the pussy. Let's be frank, straight, right down to the point. You're there to get pussy. Nice guys, and for the remaining part of my podcasts, I am going to take a minute and pause and say, when I say a nice guy, when I am referring to a nice guy, I am referring to a guy that isn't self-assured, isn't the most confident, isn't the one that has the self-esteem. I am talking about the person that will do things for others because they lack all those. They do not find themselves attractive. They do not have confidence. They have friends that will tell them that they are good, that they are nice, that they are worth something. The problem is saying something and then following it up with, you're not my type, or I don't see us together, is counterintuitive to a nice guy. Now, with that being said, a nice guy who is looking for sex isn't looking for sex in that context. They are looking for some intimacy. They are looking for someone out there that will say, I see you for what you are worth, and I am going to bear my all so that you and I can feel something together. That is what a nice guy is wanting. A nice guy will still want sex. They are a guy. They are men. They have cardinal, urges. I mean, let's be realistic. We have an appendage that tells us, hey, yo, hey, guess what? Hey, I want to be played with and not by you. Come on, let's be realistic. Excuse me. So when that happens, they realize, oh, but there is no one else. There is no one. And a little bit of a backstory about me, and if you've listened to a couple of the first few podcasts, you would know I had an ex-girlfriend, or I thought she was a girlfriend. We're still on the fence about that. And everybody in my friend circle, my inner circle, everybody was saying, Joe, she's using you. Dude, you gotta see it. Dude, she's using you. And I would say, no. We're in love. We're gonna get married. And the problem is that my heart knew they were right. I mean, I'm not dumb. I'm not stupid. My heart was saying, hey, yo, hey, read the signs. Read the room. Damn it, Joe. Come on. My brain, on the other hand, was saying, she is giving you something no other woman will at this point in time. She is doing something to you that no other woman is willing to do. Are you willing to lose that? And so, the lesser of two evils, being alone, or, fake it until you make it. And I chose the latter for a while. Now, was that right? Is it healthy? Hell no, it's not healthy. It hurts. It hurts even more now. And she's been out of my life for 5 years. And I still, if you want to be honest, I've had one sexual encounter in those 5 years. So I kind of think I know what I'm talking about. I mean, and it is what it is. I don't want people to think, hey, yeah, let's date Joe because we feel sorry for him. Don't. Because that will, again, not serve the purpose. And again, this isn't meant to, make people feel sorry for me. It is to get what is on my mind and chest off of my mind and chest. So, as I was stating, for a nice guy, it is about the intimacy. It's about knowing that someone out there, other than my friends, care enough to say, I want to sleep with you. I want you to do an act that is to the point of literally removing all boundaries. Because, women can't have a shirt on. They have boobs, and most men like to, play with them. Some men like to see them jiggle. So she has to be completely 100% naked. a man can have a shirt on, and most women will tell you to please turn the light off, because they do have some self-esteem issues, and that's fine. That's 100% valid. But that's what a nice guy wants. A nice guy wants somebody that is intimate with them, that is caring. Another thing that men want is to outdo other men. And this is the subconscious part. This is the part that most men don't realize they're doing it, or if they, sorry, I'm fixing my mic. If they know they're doing it, then they are, piss poor friends if they are your friend. So most guys want to outdo one another. Most guys will see their friend and be like, "Ooh, she's cute, you know, tall, long blonde hair, blue eyes, big tits, nice ass, the whole shebang, you know, an 8, 9, or 10, whatever." And now you have this friend who's got, "Oh, hell no, I am not, no, I have to go find me one better than that, or to that." And it's funny, because now you've got a contest to see who can either A, get the same woman, B, see if he can get the same woman while his friend's fucking her and keep it on the DL, or get a better girl. And those are things that, again, I don't get, and will be in previous and, you know, later on episodes. But it's always a contest for men. Can I get the nicer thing? Can I get the nicer house? Can I get the better car, better job? Am I more successful? Do I have a bigger dick? Well, if you do, great. If you don't, oh well. Should never be like that, but it is. And so men put materialistic things out into the world to show, "Hey, look, I am a Giga Chad. Hey, look, I have all this. Hey, look, this is my life." And it becomes a little tedious sometimes. It becomes obnoxiously, you know, sickening. Because the fact you see it. You see a man that's actually hit 55 and, you know, it's like, I'm gonna die soon. Let me get a Tesla. Let me get a Roadster. Let me get a Ferrari. Why do you need a fast car? Why do you need this? Why do you need that? If your life isn't fulfilled at 55, then make it fulfilled by 56. You don't need any of that. You need to prioritize your life a little better. You need to realize what you do have and make it better. So you have a crummy job, get a better one. If you can't, do better. You know how many people there are out there that started something that have made them famous at a very older age? You know, you got people that are authors that started in their 50s. You got people that are artists that started in their later years. It also means you have time to do that. It also means you have the ability to do that. You're not out partying. You're not out hungover 90% of the week, you have a clarity, you have a purpose at that point. So you don't need any of those frills. You want those frills. And why do you want those? Well, it shows, hey, look, I got money. Fuck me, please. All circled. Because, you know, again, men want laid. And you can't tell me I'm wrong. I mean, come on. Men will literally buy a blowjob from a perfect stranger for 25, 30, 40, 50 bucks. Perfect stranger. Do not know this person. And the sad thing is, you don't even know if they're actually a woman. But men are so hard up sometimes, they will literally put their dick in a hole at a rest stop to get it sucked. And I don't know why. Because I'm telling you right now, that will not be me. That will never be me. I don't care if I ever have sex again. I will never buy that. I will never do that. Why? Well, you don't know what that comes with. You know, come on, let's be serious. She is literally doing that for a job. I do not see her stopping, going, okay, I have to go to the bathroom. I have to take a shower. I have to clean. I have to make myself perfect. No. She got done off your dick. She's going to, you know, two blocks down the road and hopping on somebody else's dick. And if you're the fifth dick, you've had four other dicks in that hole. You do the math. So, but people do it. I used to work with a guy. He would announce it. He would announce it to the world. He was like, hell yeah, I got my paycheck. I had two women over the weekend. Like, what? Wait, what? Yeah, two women cost me $500. $500 for two women. I was flabbergasted. And he was like, this is a normal thing for him. And he was in his 60s. So, yes, men want sex. And like I said, it ranges from what type of man they are. A douchebag wants fucked. An okay guy, a normal guy wants sex. He may not want to, you know, say, hey man, look, I got with 15 chicks over the weekend. How many did you get with? Could be something like that, which is, you know, not good. But again, he wasn't, you know, well, actually, no, he would have been more like the Giga Chat at that time. You know, it's like 15 women, dude, how many did you sleep with? And if his friend said anything more than 15, then he went out and tried to find more. And the nice guy, as I've said, wants intimacy. Want somebody to, you know, say, hey, here, they call it pity lay or pity sex or a pity fuck. And sometimes you bite the bullet and you take it because at one point in time, you don't know if it'll ever come. But, you know, it is what it is. So I hope everyone enjoyed these last few podcasts. Again, this will be the last type of this. Probably tomorrow, maybe Wednesday, depending on what I have left to do. I'm gonna start, you know, just talking about things that, you know, either piss me off or you know, I don't understand, or things like that. And hopefully, you know, I'm trying to shoot for a 10, 11 minute podcast. So then that way I can do, you know, two or three of them in one day, as opposed to one long one. So, but this is the Nice Guys Finish Last podcast. I am Joe, and I will see you when I won't see you, but I will hope you will tune in next time. Later.